Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is producing and engineering our show. Together, we welcome you to the midweek edition of Buckmaster. As we push toward the end of August already, today, August 24th, 2016, you can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040 if you would like to enhance the hour with a question or comment. We'd love to hear from you. Also, there's still some room for you at the Buckmaster Facebook page. If you'd like to become a friend, we will welcome you there as well. Well, there are seven men running for election to the five-member Arizona Corporation Commission, which oversees electric, gas, and water utilities, as well as securities and railroad crossings in Arizona. Commissioners are elected to four-year terms at the office, and this year, three people will be elected. Two Republican incumbents are running, Robert Burns and the recently appointed Andy Tobin. They are joined by Republicans Rick Gray, Al Melvin, and Boyd Dunn. The two Democrats who are running in the race, former Commissioner William Mundell, who was registered as a Republican during his prior term, and Democrat Tom Chapin. On the live line right now is incumbent Robert Burns, Bob Burns, sitting member of the Arizona Corporation Commission. Commissioner Burns, how are you?
Great. How are you doing? Before we start, Dan Kavanaugh said hi. So.
Oh, yeah. Give him my best, will you?
Yeah, will do.
Okay. The Arizona Corporation Commission Chair, Doug Little, this week is saying he wants the commission to require regulated utilities to get 30% of their power from solar, wind, biomass, and other renewable energy by 2030. The current standard requires regulated electricity companies to get 15% of their power from renewables by 2025. What do you think of this?
Well, I need to know a little more about it. It just came out with a proposal. It appears to be a proposal to have the utility basically be the builder of the renewable energy resources, as opposed, for example, there was a DG, so-called DG carve-out in the current REST rules, which means that there's a certain level of independent ownership, homeowner rooftops, as opposed to having the utility own everything. So I'm not sure exactly how all this plays out. I have to do a little more research into what he's proposing.
One of our Facebook friends wants me to ask you, should regular ratepayers have to subsidize folks using solar, in your opinion?
Well, that's a issue that's before the commission right now, and so I cannot really take a position. We sit as judges when this so-called value of solar docket comes before us for a ruling, and so we are not to prejudge. If we prejudge, we could be possibly forced out of a vote. So I have to be very careful about what I say about that. What I would say is that technology is sort of the driving force that I believe is going to change the landscape in the power generation world. I think the business models, the regulatory models, and so forth are going to be changing. This is sort of the talk amongst the people in the industry. They constantly talk about how things have been the same for 100 years until the last 15 years. And now there's been a lot of new development. You've got rooftop solar, you've got concentrated solar, you've got trough solar, you've got wind, you've got combined heat and power, fuel cells. There's all kinds of new technology coming online. And so I'm there to try to get the best system put together to benefit the ratepayers.
By the way, are you on a speaker phone, Mr. Burns?
Well, I'm on a, I don't know what you call it. It is sort of a speaker. It's a wireless thing that feeds into my hearing aids.
Well, right now, whatever you did is much better right there.
Okay, I moved it up a little closer.
Okay, that is much better. Thank you very much. All right, one of the big issues in this campaign has been over transparency, the so-called dark money pertaining to the state's biggest utility, Arizona Public Service Company. APS, as you have said, does have a First Amendment right to make large contributions, or whatever contributions for that matter, to the Arizona Corporation Commission candidates. But should that money be revealed, where the so-called dark money is coming from?
Yeah, one correction, though. It doesn't go to the candidate. It goes to an independent expenditure,
okay,
so-called IEs. And the problem that I have with what APS has done, in the 2014 election, they donated the money basically to a nonprofit organization, and then the nonprofit organization financed the campaign efforts.
That's right.
Which means that APS was not identified as the main source of the money, and so, in effect, hid the money from the voters, and has still denied that they have not denied they spent it. They've admitted they spent money. They haven't said how much. But the problem that I have with that is I believe it casts a shadow over the commission and affects the integrity of the election, as well as the integrity of the commission. And my position is that, yes, they do have the legal right to contribute, but if they do, they need to report in real time so that the voters and the ratepayers know who they are supporting and at what level.
What do you see as the major issue in this campaign?
Well, I think, to me, that one is it.
Yeah.
I mean, we obviously have rate cases coming up as well. And those are obviously very, very important. We did have a rate case with UNS, which is a subsidiary of Tucson Electric, and that has been voted on, and there was an increase, which I did not support. There's still an unfinished business in that rate case because of what I mentioned earlier, that value of solar docket has not finalized yet. And so when that finalizes, and I believe the deadline's October that we're supposed to have a report on that, there will be some additional changes, no doubt, to the UNS rate case. But we have, APS has requested a rate increase, Tucson Electric Power has requested an increase, Trico is in the process of a rate case as we speak, so we've got a lot of work in front of us in the next few months.
When you're out campaigning, Bob Burns, around the state, do some people kind of give you a blank look when you say you're with the Arizona Corporation Commission? It's kind of one of those agencies that flies under the radar screen, but is so important to all of us consumers.
Well, that's true. And I think if we were possibly renamed, as in other states, it's referred to as the Public Utilities Commission.
Uh-huh.
But since we register corporations and monitor their activities here, I guess that's how we got tagged with the name Corporation Commission. And so it's kind of misleading, and it's hard for people to pick up on it right away. But when you talk to people about, you know, having your rates affected, and the commission is it, the commission sets those rates, I think they start paying attention.
All right. Where can people find out more information about your campaign?
Well, I do have a webpage, the www.bobburns, all one word, .gop.
All right. Bob Burns, thank you very much for being with us.
All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it very much.
All right. That's Bob Burns, who is one of the sitting members of the Arizona Corporation Commission. He is standing for re-election. And again, there are seven people, seven men running for three seats on the five-member board. Ray, this would be a good time to tell people about Green Things real quickly. Green Things, one of our fine sponsors over at 3384 East River Road. Check them out on 13 Acres. They've got those wonderful seminars. They're free Saturday and Sunday, different gardening seminars, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com. They can take care of all of your gardening needs. Be right back.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. We're at this party where the homeowners recently replaced their old inefficient windows and doors with brand new energy efficient Pella products by Enhance Openings. And I tell you, these homeowners, they know what they're doing. They took advantage of our free Pella installation sale. Hey, look who's here. Wow, you're looking great.
John Lewis.
I never saw you so clearly.
Joseph Blair.
I saw you through the new patio door across the way. You look fabulous. And you're asking about the free installation sale? Call 520-886-1602, 520-886-1602 for the free Pella installations by Enhance Openings. My fellow Centurion is here. You're
Bill Hussey.
Bill, don't let the savings pass you by. Call today for our free installation sale, 520-886-1602. Join the Pella party. You got to call 886-1602, enhanceopenings.com. Well, you like the Pella products. Wait until you see the garage.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. There is so much to do over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. One of our fine sponsors, longtime sponsor, who's been with us for many years. They know that we reach really their audience, Southern Arizonans. They want us to come over to visit them. Pretty easy, 3-hour drive, and you will not regret it. There's so much to do. You've got the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, something called the Catwalk National Recreation Trail. I've been over there. That has recently reopened. It's better than ever. It is really spectacular. Again, just 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. You can find the full listing of the many things to do and the many places to stay by visiting southwestnewmexico.org, spelled out, and you'll have your ticket ready to go to Silver City. Well, our ticket now is punched to go to the Live Line, and Debbie Chase maybe is with us. She's the executive director of the Tucson Pima Arts Council, which now actually has a new name, Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona. Debbie, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Bill. And that's chess, like the game.
Chess. Like the game chess.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Anyway, yes. How are you doing in this new role?
I am doing really well, and it's exciting times for the Arts Foundation. Lots of challenges, lots of changes, like you mentioned, but it's really exciting time to be the leader of this organization, I have to say.
Why don't we start with the name change? Going, I think, Tucson Pima Arts Council has been around for
over 30 years.
Yeah, a big time, long time. Folks know it under that name, but there has been an organizational change. Why is that, Debbie?
So the Tucson Pima Arts Council, also known commonly known as TPAC, the board of directors and the staff kind of looked at where do we want to be in the future? How do we want to position this organization? One, to really support artists and the arts organizations that make Tucson so vibrant and Southern Arizona so vibrant, but also bring in philanthropic and more support for those organizations and help us really boost the sector. And so we looked at not just how we operationally work, but what a name does to attract the type of support that we're looking for. So whereas Tucson Pima Arts Council really served us in the past, but as we look to the future, we and the board of directors really felt that changing the name to an arts foundation really spoke to support of artists and arts organizations. And when you say arts foundation, people instantly understand what that means. Whereas when you mentioned Tucson Pima Arts Council, there was a little bit of ambiguity about what a council really did and what the function and structure of a council was. I think it served the organization 30 years ago when that name was developed. It really was a trend, I guess you could say, nationally in the development of art supports across the nation. But again, moving forward, we just looked that it no longer served us in that way.
And you also have a new website, very interactive, correct?
Correct, yes. We just launched our website yesterday, and it is very interactive, and it's very visual. If you went to our website in the past, there were a lot of words, and that's really wonderful for folks who are looking for information and are looking for grant opportunities, but we are an arts council or an arts foundation now, and we do want to highlight what is best about our sector, and that is visually. Not only does the website reflect the visual arts, but it also reflects the literature arts, the film, and things that fall outside of visual arts in a way that engages people to really dig deeper. It's just beautifully constructed. We engaged Brink Media locally to design the site, and it's just really vibrant and really speaks to who and what we are as a cultural region.
Debbie Chess maybe is with us. She is the executive director of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is not only put up a new website, but you have relocated to a new building, correct?
Oh, and that is really exciting. Yes, we're at 33 South 5th, right in downtown Tucson, in the Connect co-working space. And we made that change for several reasons as well. One, it was a financial decision. We looked at what, with budget cuts and the way that our ability to push more money out into the community was being diminished, what could we do on the expense side while we still advocate on the revenue side for more funding to come into the organization? What do we need to do to be more fiscally responsible on the expense side to get money out into the community? And that was in our rent. We were paying close to $3,000 in rent a month.
Wow.
And that included services like, the water cooler and, the copier and fixing the copy and toner. All of those overhead expenses add up. So over at Connect Coworking, we greatly reduced that expense to less than close to $1,000 a month. And in Connect Coworking space, not only do we have the opportunity to save on the expense side, but it also is an environment that allows us to bump into fellow creatives, fellow people that may not be in the arts industry, but we also in the arts sector. But we know cross-sector work really is what will boost the ability for the arts to grow in this community. So we office with people like City High, which is a charter school downtown. Uber operates out of that space. And so Tucson Weekly operates out of that space. So we have the opportunity to run into people and create relationships that ultimately will benefit the arts sector and our community as a whole.
Well, it sounds like you're positioning yourself for being in the downtown area where so much is going on and so much tourism now related to not only these wonderful places to eat in Tucson, but so many arts venues that we have. We're so arts rich, aren't we, Debbie?
We are, but I also don't want to limit us to downtown. And I think that even though we're physically located downtown, the inclusion of Southern Arizona in our name speaks to our reach outside of downtown, into the foothills, into Yuma, into Ajo. We have a really vibrant arts community in Ajo, is represented by one of our board members, Tracy Taft, that works with the Curly School down there in ISDA. And our desire to kind of expand the notion of how we do work. I think one of the things that was a hindrance in a sense for TPAC was the perception that we were so downtown centric.
Yes.
And that is not the case at all. And so the inclusion of Southern Arizona in our name speaks in our desire to spread that wealth, I guess you could say, and promote what is already happening in those regions outside of downtown in the cultural arts sector.
And so many of these wonderful places in Cochise County, Santa Cruz County, Tubac, all of that now is encompassed in what you're doing.
Absolutely. And so, that is moving forward, reaching out to those communities and letting them know what we have to offer for them and how we can work more closely together. Again, we already have relationships in some of these communities, but this name change and kind of the focus of the foundation is to be more purposeful and targeted into reaching out to those communities.
Again, if people would like to check out the website, this would be a great opportunity for them to browse over there. What is your address there?
It is wonderfully www.artsfoundtucson.org.
That's an easy one to remember.
It is. It's very clever, we feel. Arts Found Tucson.
And
in so many ways it has.
And Debbie, if people want to stop by and visit, you're in the historic Rialto building on South Fifth.
And on South Fifth.
People can drop in.
I would love for people to drop in. We have a receptionist down on the bottom floor. They would check in and say, we're here to visit, you know, Debbie or Laura, any one of the staff at the Arts Foundation, and they will let us know you're there and let you come right on up.
All right, Debbie.
And it would be wonderful for people to see the space there that's been created at Connect Co-working. It really is a wonderful, congenial space to work in.
Debbie, thank you. Your friend Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter, is coming up next. He says hi.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks a lot.
This is our house. It's the place where Arizona football lives. It's where the game is bigger, better, and live. Grab your friends, wear the colors, and cheer on the Wildcats while enjoying fireworks, food, and football action. Choose the games that fit your schedule. Many plans provide a great value starting at $46 for your choice of three games. Get your seats today. Call 621-CATS or visit OurHouseAZ.com. It's my house. It's your house. It's our house.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an AMA Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garber. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Coming up Thursday on the Buckmaster Show, a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. Also, the Wildcats preparing for their first football game of the season. We'll have a preview. Buckmaster airs live noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We have worldwide live listening, our podcasts, and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show as we push toward almost exactly 12:35 here in Tucson, Arizona. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and we have our worldwide live listening through the fine website of KVOI.com and my website, BuckmasterShow.com. Well, I think it's safe to say we all want to live long and prosper. Wouldn't you agree with that one, Ray? Yeah. Well, new studies show that vitamin D and multivitamin supplements lower the risk of cancer, and magnesium reduces the risk of heart disease. So that's good news, and it was presented to us in the summer by Jack Challum, who is the editor and publisher of The Nutrition Reporter. It's an independent newsletter that reports on vitamin, mineral, and food therapies. It always contains a wealth of good nutritional-related information. Jack is the monthly nutrition contributor to the Buckmaster Show. He's based right here in Tucson. He's a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He wants to hear from you during the next 25 minutes at 790-2040. If you have any nutritional questions, why not give Jack a call? He is a member of the American Society for Nutrition, and he is a best-selling author of more than 20 books, including The Inflammation Syndrome. And that's a book that has been now updated. And Jack, you, first of all, welcome. Good to see you. Hope you had a great summer.
I have, Bill, and it's great to be here.
The Inflammation Syndrome, you've been giving some lectures around Arizona, and people are very interested in this topic.
Yeah, you know, I was just reading an industry report, and the whole inflammation story is really front and center in consumer minds. And, you know, I gave four presentations up in the Phoenix area in June and July on this subject, and all of them were packed. People really want more information on inflammatory diseases, eating habits to reduce the risk, supplements that help. And, you know, I do have to pat myself on the back.
I was just going to say, you were ahead of the curve.
Yeah,
this book came out over 10 years ago, I think 2003. And how did you even come to that topic? Because people weren't talking about it.
Yeah,
health writers were not talking about this.
Yeah, you know, part of what I do, and this is really my real talent, I start to see connections in what's being published in the medical literature in terms of nutrition. And so the original edition came out in 2003. There have probably been at least six or seven books by other authors since then. You know, they've succeeded in pumping up sales of my book, and you know, which of course makes me happy because I get royalty checks. And then I worked with my publisher to update and really improve the book in 2010.
Do we all have this inflammation problem?
Yeah, you know, it's part of the aging process.
Okay.
And aside from inflammatory diseases like the quote-unquote itis diseases, but as we get older, even if we're in good health, our immune system is spending a little more time just sort of cleaning up age-related debris. And it does this through an inflammatory process. And so ways to reduce that, more fruits and veggies, probably more emphasis on the veggies than fruits, more cold water fish like salmon, and some supplements. We've talked often, Bill, about fish oils.
Mm-hmm. Omega-3s.
Yeah, the omega-3s.
Love them.
Curcumin, which is...
I take that as well.
Yeah.
And I take that with the fish oil.
Yeah, and that's a great anti-inflammatory combination. Vitamin D, you know, most people don't realize that it has really great anti-inflammatory benefits. None of these work as fast as a drug, but they're safer, and people who have issues will see a benefit after a week or two, and that benefit will continue to increase.
I had a call at 790-2040. Roberta is with us. Hey, Roberta.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to ask Jack?
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Roberta.
I'd like to know if there's a difference between a food extractor and a food emulsifier, and if I'm okay with putting all kinds of seeds and greens in my smoothie, like cantaloupe seeds and bell pepper seeds, because they have the most nutrition in them, and like the carrot tops, the greens and all that. Is all that okay to eat, and is there any of that that I should not eat?
I'd probably leave out the carrot tops and find some other green to substitute. But everything else, as long as it tastes good on your taste buds, it is certainly great nutritionally. To answer your question, there are food extracts, and we often see these in terms of herbal extracts or concentrates. And yeah, they are different from food emulsifiers. And emulsifiers are typically added to foods to help with the manufacturing process, to make them a little more consistent in terms of taste and texture. So there's a big difference between the two of them. And it's a good question. And I think a lot of people probably have been curious about that difference.
Well, it sounds like Roberta's on the right track, though, with her smoothie. A lot of people like to make those up, and it's good. Generally very good healthy food for you.
Yeah, and I think the real key is to go a little bit easier on the sugary foods. You know, when you juice something like carrots, I mean, they're really very, very sweet. And so you don't have to add any sweetener on top of that. But other foods that are commonly put into juicers can have some bitterness. So, you know, adding some berries, raspberries, blueberries, they also add the sweetness without adding a lot of sugar.
790-2040. Roberta called us on the live line, and we've got room for you now to ask Jack Chalam a question. So now going back to my original statement about we all want to live long and prosper, there's some new studies that came out over the summer that really I think that they give a real foundation to this idea that some of these minerals and vitamins do make a difference.
They do, and occasionally we see some bad press on vitamins. But the research consistently shows that taking some vitamins and minerals really does improve life expectancy. They do improve our health, whether we're going to live to 70 or 90. One of the key nutrients is vitamin D, and there have been studies done nationally showing that 3 out of 4 Americans are deficient in vitamin D, or they have borderline deficient levels. And that's true even in southern Arizona, despite all the sun we have here. And that's due in part because we're basically dashing from the house to the car to the office.
Not really getting that much sun.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so one of the brand new studies showed that people who had higher levels of vitamin D had almost half the lower risk of cancer across the board. And this confirms other studies that have shown benefits to vitamin D in preventing breast cancer, prostate cancer. Actually, reducing the risk is probably more accurate than prevention, because I don't think anyone can guarantee something will 100% eliminate the risk totally. So it's really about risk reduction.
Let's see if we can work Ingrid's call in, because it is on topic about vitamin D, before we take the break. Go ahead, Ingrid. You're with Jack Chalom.
Are you talking about vitamin D3 or vitamin D4? I'm familiar with both of them.
Okay, we're talking about vitamin D3, and that's really what all the experts are recommending.
That's the cholecalciferol.
Cholecalciferol.
Yes.
And vitamin D2 is really kind of a plant source, and it's absorbed only about half as well as the vitamin D3. D2 is fine for vegetarians, but D3 is the one where you get more bang for your buck. And some companies have just introduced over the last few months a vegetarian source of vitamin D3. But you're absolutely right. It's vitamin D3.
And you want to make sure that those blood levels, so have your blood levels are checked for vitamin D. Sometimes you have to ask when you're having a blood workup to have your health care provider give me an idea what my vitamin D looks like. And you really want to be higher than 40 ng.
Yeah, nanograms per milliliter.
Okay, good information, the first segment. There's more to come with Jack Chalom. Roberta and Ingrid called us at 790-2040. You will be next if you call. We're going to take our break right here.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Want to see the fastest draw in all the West? Want to see it again? Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to take care of those termites that you've got in your house, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins over at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. They do a great job, they're economical, and they're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
This is our house. It's the place where Arizona football lives. It's where the game is bigger, better, and live. Grab your friends, wear the colors, and cheer on the Wildcats while enjoying fireworks, food, and football action. Choose the games that fit your schedule. Many plans provide a great value starting at $46 for your choice of three games. Get your seats today. Call 621-CATS or visit OurHouseAZ.com. It's my house. It's your house. It's our house.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just a flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, Alan Schultz from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you're sure to find a business you can trust. Whether you need a quote from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Jack Chalom is with us. He is the nutrition reporter. We've been talking about how to live long and prosper, which we all want to do. Some new studies about vitamins and minerals. We've been talking about vitamin D, and we probably should clarify, Jack, if someone is thinking about starting supplementation, it can get confusing. So what is a recommended level of the vitamin D?
For most people who are not spending a lot of time outdoors, 5,000 IU per day. This is a very tiny little capsule. Goes down real easily. If someone is spending a fair amount of time outdoors, probably 2,000 IU. These are adult doses. You'd be giving much lower doses to small kids. Most teenagers could probably manage with adult doses.
So it would be 2,000 in the morning, maybe 2,000 in 2,500, sort of break it up.
Or
one a day?
Yeah, or they can just get a 5,000 IU capsule and just take it sometime during the day with some food.
I mentioned magnesium when I was doing that kind of the intro to our segment. I talked about magnesium and the possible reduction, and the studies really indicate it's not a possible reduction. It does reduce the risk of heart disease. This is really important information.
Yeah, it is, Bill. There's something called endothelial function, and what it really means is blood vessel tone or the stiffness or flexibility of your major arteries. And flexibility is good, stiffness is not. And one of the recent studies was about a half-year study in which people were given magnesium citrate supplements every day. Magnesium comes in different forms. I happen to like the citrate form because it's well-absorbed and it's inexpensive. And what they found was it improved the blood vessel tone to the equivalent of reducing the risk of a heart attack or heart disease by 14%. Hmm. That's just one nutrient.
Wow.
When you add some others like
omega-3s,
probiotics, coenzyme Q10,
yes,
which I know both of us
take. It's another
one
I take that for my heart.
You basically multiply the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And most studies focus on single nutrients because that's the easiest way to remove variables. But in the real world, it makes more sense to really load up with multiple nutrients. And really, that sort of brings us to a third study that focused on multivitamins. I mean, talk about getting multiple nutrients in one capsule or tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a study of about 18,000 male physicians in this country. It was a collaboration between Harvard University and Swedish researchers. And they found that taking a multivitamin reduced the risk of any kind of serious cardiovascular disease significantly, like by 44%.
Wow,
now,
that's a lot.
There's a catch.
Hmm.
To get that benefit, people would have to take the multivitamin pretty much every day for at least 20 years. And according to the study, if you took it 13 to 19 years, you had some benefits. Not as great, but you had some benefits. And if you were taking it for less than 13 years, no benefits appeared at that
point. So it's got to be long term.
Yeah, and so it's a real good argument in terms of taking your daily multivitamin every day for, you know, decades to come.
Let's see if we can work another call in. Dan wants to ask Jack Chalom about school lunch programs. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, that was it. My grandchildren are saying that they've got some lunch programs now that come down from Washington, and I'm wondering how healthy you think they are, and if they're good, why can't we just force the whole country to eat certain things out of from Washington?
Okay.
It's a good question. It's a complicated question, yes. Actually, because a lot of this stuff is actually administered locally. And, you know, what I can tell you is when my son was in elementary school, almost everything that was served was breaded and deep fried.
Mm.
Basically, nuggets and fries, pure junk food. You could swim in the fat. They had some diced up iceberg lettuce, which none of the kids touched. So really, school lunches are atrocious. Anything that can make them better is going to help. And you know, if you look at this historically, back when Reagan was president, ketchup was classified as a vegetable.
What?
And yeah, that's right, Bill. And you know, we're shortchanging the future here. And if anyone should be getting wholesome foods, it should really be our kids, because this is who is going to inherit this country, and we want them to be in the best health, physically and mentally. So anything we can do to improve the state of school lunches, whatever the source, whether it's local or Washington, would really have long-term benefits.
So, Ray, you need to do more than eat ketchup. That's you were saying about that long-term benefits, you know, up to 20 years. My goodness, that's two-thirds of Ray Allen's life over here. So, Ray, keep taking your multivitamins for many years, and you'll get there. You've got plenty of room there and time to work with. He just showed me one. He's got one in his pocket, so he's ready to go. Jack, let's talk and tell the people here as we wrap it up where they can find you.
I'm on the web, of course, nutritionreporter.com. I've got excerpts from my recent books there, and those excerpts are actually one or two sample chapters that are free for the download. I've got a year's worth of back issues of my newsletter, The Nutrition Reporter, also free for the download.
How about your books? We talked about the inflation syndrome.
The inflammation syndrome. Inflammation. There are links to Amazon up on the website.
Okay.
And lots of free stuff. Nutritionreporter.com.
Okay, Jack. Good session. Thank you. We'll see you in September.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4, Ray Allen and Mike Shaw together. And they'll put together that hour, then 3 hours of Wake Up Tucson with Christy Simone. Me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you with Ray, the Thursday edition of Buckmaster. And we hope you'll be with us. We've got Paul Cunningham, our guest, tomorrow. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.